And welcome back. I am happy to welcome our next guest, Zoe Wong, a Chinese student at Webster University, not only because I'm interested in what she has to say, but also because Zoe was an intern here at St. Louis Public Radio a few months back, and she impressed everyone with her personality and her work ethic. Zoe, it's so nice to see you again.
So nice to see you, too. I'm so happy to be back in the studio. This time I'm a guest.
Well, what are you still doing here? You just graduated from Webster University. Are you going home?
I just graduated in the middle of May. Right now, I'm still kind of doing a little bit of study on my own, also with a professor at Webster University. And also, I'm going to take my OPT, which means optional practical training.
And how long is that going to take?
It's going to be a year long.
At Webster? Or through Webster?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Why did you come to this country to study?
Actually, you know, we, as you know, a Chinese student in China, I had my undergraduate in university in China. And we, during that time, we have seen a lot of, you know, American media and American media presentations. And we know a little bit about America, but not completely what American media or what American culture is. But we were so curious about America, and also, you know, like the American people, the American life, the American dream, that kind of interested us.
Well, what have you learned? This is what I'm curious about, mm-hmm. is what someone comes from an entirely different culture, comes here for the reasons that you've cited. What have you learned? What do you know now that you didn't expect, for instance, when you came here?
Right. I think for me, American culture is not only a representative of Western culture, which is, you know, different than Chinese culture. But also, it is a culture of diversity. I mean, there are so many opportunities in here in the United States. You know, there are different communities, different cultural origins that we can learn about, and it always brings me excitement. Yeah.
How have you been treated here? Do you feel that you, coming from your culture here, that you're treated just like your peers at Webster or your friends?
Well, I think, for me, I have a Chinese cultural background. Personally, I'm Chinese. I grew up in that culture and have been educated and cultivated in that culture. And, I mean, there are Chinese blood in my vein, but also, because for our generation, it's a generation very globalized. We can see all kinds of things through, you know, social media, internet, and all kinds of media. We can see different world, you know, through our eyes. Mm-hmm. And I think before I came to the United States, I'm very open to, you know, embrace a different culture. And that's one of the reasons why I came here. And also, after I came here, I got to learn, you know, a lot of different things through American people.
So. Have you changed your views about America and Americans since you've been here? I mean, you had one impression before you came. How long have you been in this country?
I've been here a little less than 3 years.
Okay. So have you changed your views at all from what you thought you were coming into and what you found when you got here?
I think I definitely have. For example, before I came here, what I learned about America is, you know, what people talked about, how America was, and, you know, or, you know, see an American movie or American TV shows. But what I really learned about after I came here is that I communicate with people, and they kind of told me completely different things, which is different through what I learned before I came here.
What kind of things, for instance? Just give me an example.
like before I came here, I thought, you know, American life would be really materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
But after I came here, it's actually not that materialistic. You know, people just happy with what they have and, you know, just living in a peaceful life.
Do you think that you were expecting that materialistic world, the consumer world, because of things that you had seen in China, the American movies, television, whatever?
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I was in college, you know, one of the most popular TV shows among us is Gossip Girl. And, you know, that kind of life is, I know it's different from here in New York, but I don't think, you know, American people live in that kind of life. So
I hope not. What disappointed you or disappoints you about the country, if anything?
So far, I mean, the country does not really disappointed me, but, you know, but I did encounter some difficulties and challenges, you know, and also, for example, as a Chinese student or as, you know, international students in general, we have a lot of regulations and restrictions sometimes. We kind of felt helpless in this environment.
Really? What can you do about that? Is there anything at all, or do you just have to deal with these regulations and swallow it, if you will?
I don't think I can do anything, but, you know, there are always other ways to deal with it. You can always look at it in a different way. You know, instead of dealing with it negatively, you can just change your attitude. I mean, for me, just change my own attitude and not only expect, you know, every community or all the Americans accept me, myself. I tend to more get involved in their lives, you know.
You plan on going back at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, some students don't. Some choose to find a way to stay, and that does happen. But when you go back, mm-hmm. and your career is going to be what, in video? I know you've produced some fine videos here while at Webster. Is that what you're going to be doing?
It can be video, it can be radio, it can be television, it can be social media. I mean, yeah.
It's going to be in the media somehow.
I think so. That's my interest, yeah.
Well, you heard at least part of the program with the folks that were on just before you. Mm-hmm. And they're hopeful that people from other countries, including yours, who come here become, in effect, ambassadors in the sense that you will go back and you will tell people what a good experience you had here and that America may not be what they think it is. Do you see yourself playing that kind of a role?
I think every one of us would be. I mean, if either they're, you know, they want to or they're kind of enforced to do, they're always be an ambassador. I mean, in the U.S., people look at us, we're, you know, they're Chinese. You know, we always represent our country. And back in China, I think because I have those American experiences, they will always think that, you know, I know what America really is. So they'll ask me questions. So I think we always, you know, whether we're willing to or not, but we will always be an ambassador.
Do you think you know what America really is after 3 or 4 years?
No, I don't really think so yet. Yeah. I mean, as I said, you know, American culture is very diverse and is, you know, I've only been in here for 2 years and I've been in a small town in Oregon for less than a year. So I haven't been to the East Coast. I wish someday I will go there, you know. So I want to experience more the diversity in America.
What about your young American friends? How much do they know about your country?
To be honest, well, they know much less than we know America. Yeah, I think, you know, American young young people, they don't get they're not exposed to that much of Chinese things, but
they don't seem to be curious about it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's really kind of too bad, isn't it? Because you're also an ambassador of your country coming here, and it's a great opportunity for us to learn more about you and your country.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a disappointment, I would think.
Well, I think they're getting learned to more and more about China because, you know, the media is talking more about China. China has been, you know, put onto the agenda more and more to Americans' eyes.
There are a lot of Americans, we talked about this in the program earlier too, that have a certain stereotype in mind about your country. Was this held against you in any way? I mean, a lot of people think of some days that were not so pleasant between these two cultures and societies.
Yes. You know, as a Chinese, when I see, you know, some for example, movie or a play or something, you know, Chinese people more or less portrayed like not the very pleasant image to me. And so, yeah.
Has this hurt you in any way? And I don't mean physically, but in terms of having to deal with it.
Well, because I'm a student who study in media, so I think, you know, I know a little bit of the, you know, media literacy, and I know how the media stereotyping. But I think for most other people who are not media literate, they will kind of feel hurting or embarrassed.
What sort of questions do your parents ask you about your experience here?
They will ask, you know, they mostly care about how I'm doing now, but also they'll care about, you know, how you get along with people. Do you feel so lonely, or do you have any difficulties? Because I'm an only child in my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a different generation. Do you think that their views of this country have changed since you've been here?
I think so, because I'm very close to my parents, because I talk to my parents, you know, very often, and I just Skyped with them last night and told them that I'm going to be on the show. And we talk very often, and I always tell them, you know, how nice people to me, and how well that I get along with other American peoples.
Do they speak English?
They know a little bit.
Well, they can listen to this interview, you know, online. You're very well familiar with the fact that they can do that. So maybe they'll do it. As time gets away from us, Zoe Wong, what's the biggest misunderstanding you think between China and the United States?
I think the misunderstanding for American to China is like Chinese is very restricted and not having enough freedom, such kind of thing.
Go ahead.
The misunderstanding of, you know, American to Chinese people is like, you know, Americans are as a rich country and everything is so advanced and just, you know, so much freedom, and they don't know about the details, but they kind of have the kind of you know, overall. Well,
Zoe Wong, that's going to be your job when you go home at some point to straighten everybody out over there as to what we're really like. And I know you're doing a great job, at least as far as I'm concerned, and letting us have a better understanding of you and your country. Zoe Wong, have a great next year. We look forward to seeing you sometime before you go home.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to see you again. This reminder that Father's Day is this Sunday, and for an upcoming program, we want to know the best piece of advice your father ever gave you. Send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org. Include your first name, where you live, and the best piece of advice your father gave you. That email address, again, is talk@stlpublicradio.org. You can also leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Don't forget Father's Day, folks. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about issues surrounding distracted driving and efforts to prevent it. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.